Welcome everyone to a new episode of The Tap. I'm your host, author Andrew Hess, and today I'm going to be covering AEW Dynamite. Now, this actually felt like a complete show for once. Not to say that the other ones weren't really a complete show, but I kind of felt they felt more promo-ish and not even that great promos in the last few weeks in comparison to what we got the other night. I think overall it was a very good show. I will say we did have a bunch of promos, but everything kind of made sense. So first off, we kick off the show with Samoa Joe versus the Joker for the Owen Hart Memorial Tournament. And the Joker is Johnny Elite, aka Johnny Mundo, aka John Morrison. So this was an incredible match right from the beginning. We had this as an incredible match, back and forth action. And I mean, the chops though from Samoa Joe were vicious. And I'm kind of wondering if maybe there was some sort of heat, like maybe he got a little pissed off at Johnny Elite, because I feel like when at the very beginning, like Joe went for a collar and elbow tie up, and Johnny Elite wound up using a forearm. And when he used the forearm, it kind of like, you could see it kind of annoyed Samoa Joe a little bit. And then a few minutes later on, they went for another collar and elbow tie up, and Johnny Elite yet again wound up striking him instead. He hit him with a kick. And you could see Samoa Joe got pissed. Like, it was on his face. Like, he was like visibly pissed off. And right after, like, Johnny Elite wound up hitting that kick and Joe showed how pissed off he was, you saw him go and deliver a kick of his own. And when he kicked hard. You could see it, because it actually made Johnny Elite kind of skip for a minute, trying to get out of the way. And then the chops were just vicious. I mean, like, they were loud. I was just watching it. I cringed, man. I was cringing the entire time. But it was a good match overall. Samoa Joe, of course, gets the win, which I'm very surprised. I'm not really surprised. I'm pleasantly surprised, I should say. Because right after the match, you had Jay Lethal, Sanjay Dutt, and their big giant come out and destroy Samoa Joe. And I kind of almost pictured them costing Samoa Joe the tournament. And it may happen in the finals. We may end up getting it then. We may get it next week when it's Samoa Joe versus Kyle O'Reilly, because that's another match that ended up happening. And we're going to jump straight to it. We're going to cover the tournament pieces of this first. Kyle O'Reilly with an impressive, outstanding victory over Rey Fénix. Didn't need the Undisputed Elite to get involved. You actually had where Rey Fénix went for this roll through cutter where he rolled through the middle rope and tried to hit a cutter out of it. And right as he went for the cutter piece, Kyle O'Reilly grabbed the arms, came down for an arm bar. And this was the beauty of it. He realized that the arm he was grabbing to put the armbar on was not the arm that he had been working on the entire match, swapped himself over to the correct side, and then pulled onto the arm. And when Rey Fénix tried to block him from getting it and his foot got in the way, Kyle O'Reilly grabbed the arm and the leg and wrenched them both back in order to get the tap out victory. That was smart. That was a smart performer on Kyle O'Reilly's part, because he knew as a performer that fans look for these kinds of details. He could have sat there and kept the armbar on the incorrect arm. But knowing people pay attention to these details, he swapped over to the correct arm. You had Britt Baker, who also faced the Joker in the female tournament, took on and defeated her former tag team partner, Maki Ito, who was a Japanese pop star who then became a wrestler. I find her annoying, but her antics in the ring kind of make me laugh at the same time. And then finally, when it comes to the tournament for this week, we had Adam Cole getting the win over Jeff Hardy. And then afterwards, you had the Undisputed Elite attack the Hardys, Darby Allin, and Sting. So you had Adam Cole looking like he was going to go and hit the super kick on Matt Hardy. And Hardy caught him before he even like went for the super kick. Then you had both Hardy boys get up. Young Bucks come out, make it look like they're going to super kick the Hardy boys. And they're like, oh, no, we're just joking. No, we're just kidding. And then Adam Cole hits both Hardy boys from behind. Now comes Darby Allin and Sting to try to make the save, which brings out the Red Dragon. And they just lay out everybody. That's how the show ended. Now, the other moments of this show that actually made everything kind of feel complete, you had Fuego del Sol cut a promo where he's still saying that it's not over between him and the House of Black. And he enlists the help of the Dark Order. So on Rampage this week, we're going to get Fuego del Sol, Evil Uno, and I believe it was 10, taking on the House of Black. You had, Swerve and Keith Lee getting the win over J.D. Drake and Anthony Henry, the workhorsemen, as they're called. And then after the match, Swerve and Lee cut a promo, which brings out Team Taz, which then brought out Jurassic Express, who decided to make this a triple threat tag team title match at Double or Nothing. But before we get to that point, next week, it's going to be Jungle Boy versus Ricky Starks versus Swerve in a triple threat match, which I guarantee is going to be probably one of the best matches of Dynamite next week. You had Hangman Adam Page getting the win over Konosuke Takeshita. I'm sorry, I'm butchering that name. Hangman Adam Page gets the win with the GTS, purposely trying to antagonize CM Punk, who was on commentary. And CM Punk just looks at it as imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. And he knows he's getting underneath Hangman Adam Page's skin. So much so that he actually starts to like just raise his hands to get the fans cheering for him. Adam Page raises the belt to try to get fans to cheer for him. And it's a half cheer, half boo. And CM Punk goes right up to him again, raises his hands and gets a bigger ovation than the champ, which makes Adam Page storm off. You had a brief promo with Chris Statlander and Red Velvet, who are going to be taking on each other in the women's division of the Owen Hart Memorial Tournament on Rampage. They had a promo basically just saying that neither one of them are who they were a few months ago, basically. It was kind of, this was one of the lacking promos that I kind of found. But it does make a little bit interesting because they did have that triangle feud with legit Layla Hirsch. Roppongi Vice cut a promo saying that they're back full time. They want a shot at the ROH tag team titles. You had Serena Deeb cutting a promo, which brought out Dustin Rhodes, which brought out Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa accidentally hit Dustin with an elbow, and then Thunder Rosa gets laid out with the women's championship by Serena Deeb. The two interesting segments was the MJF Wardlow segment, where MJF had to deliver lashes to Wardlow, lashes with a leather strap. And Wardlow took, I think it was up to about, what was it, 8 or 9 of them without even remotely flinching, which was, that's got to be difficult just in general, because his back will already look torn up at that point. So when he was supposed to deliver the last of the lashes, MJF low blowed Wardlow, started whipping him even more with the belt. Then you had Sean Spears deliver his C4 finisher to basically lay out Wardlow. I thought this was great, and it's going to add fuel to the fire for Wardlow taking on Sean Spears next week. I look forward to that match. And finally, you had the Black Bull Combat Club with what I always just refer to them as LAX, which is Santana, Ortiz, and Eddie Kingston. And they had a verbal face-off with the Jericho Appreciation Society. I'm not going to get too much into this overall, but I will say I want everyone to go and tune into that. Look up that promo if you can, because I was hysterically laughing. The only thing I will wind up saying is Jericho went low with a lot of his comments and even brought up about how an old segment back in WWE where he supposedly pissed in Regal's teapot when Regal had tea in there. And then they cut to later on that Regal was drinking the tea. And Jericho made reference to that again. But what was funnier about it all was Regal's comeback was, you know, Jericho, you did that. And we've had our time where we competed against each other. But when I wasn't competing against you and you were out in the ring, I would go to the locker room, open up your bag, carefully remove your toothbrush from the toiletry case, and stick your toothbrush up my butt. And then Daniel Garcia is just like, what kind of man would do that? He goes, oh, shut up, Sunshine. I did the same to you last week. And I just lost it. I thought the show, and especially this segment, was great. Go back and watch that one, especially. It's well worth the time. Speaking of time, that ends our show for today. We are going to be back sometime next week with more. Whether I'm covering Rampage or not, I haven't decided just yet. But we'll be back at least for Monday Night Raws. So tune in next time. I'm author Andrew Hess. Find out what's on tap.